The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said to them, "All that you see here, the days will come when nothing will be left, not a stone upon a stone. It will all be turned down." And then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what signs will there be when all these things are about to happen?" And he answered, "See that you are not deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." And then he said to them, "Nations will rise against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty sounds coming from the sky. And before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead you to give testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents and brothers, sisters, and relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. And you will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair in your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. So this weekend is Discipleship Sunday, when we celebrate your gifts and talents and the many ways that you support Holy Family to make it this incredible, thriving parish. And it's my pleasure now to introduce Stephanie Ferguson, who actually is a very recent Catholic. She came into the church at the Easter Vigil this year. And she's going to talk a little bit about her journey of discipleship here at Holy Family.
Good morning. Thank you. Butterflies. My name is Stephanie Ferguson, and I head up Holy Family's Parent Ed program. My family and I have been parishioners here for just a little over 2 years. I was actually a little surprised that I was asked to speak here today, since I haven't really been here all that long. But that's how it is here at Holy Family. You're welcomed into the fold right from the start. My own spiritual journey has not been a straight line. It's been a bit of a long and winding road. My mother comes from a big Catholic family. She's one of 10 children. But she chose not to raise us in the faith. So I was familiar with many Catholic rituals. I know the Our Father, and I knew the Hail Marys, mostly from funerals. But I was really only a spectator, not a participant. And then came the birth of my children, which is when my real spiritual searching began. This incredible miracle of conception and birth, and my great love for them, made me think about life in a new way. When I was pregnant, I could literally feel their souls, the essence of who they are inside of me. They are so unique and amazing that I knew that this light couldn't have just come from me and my husband. A much greater source created this goodness. And my children have been such incredible spiritual teachers for me. Children really do bring out your inner joy and hope. Do you ever notice how a child will make friends with just about anyone? It makes me think of that scripture passage in Matthew, When Jesus says that unless you change and become like little children, you'll never enter into the kingdom of heaven. What that passage has come to mean to me is that we need to encounter the world with genuine curiosity instead of judgment. And I've learned that by watching my children encounter the world and the people in it with such openness. I felt this great love and responsibility toward these beautiful souls that God chose me to raise, and I really wanted to find a spiritual home for them. So I went about it in a very 21st century way. I looked on Yelp. And just so you know, the reviews on Yelp are stellar. Even the one critical review actually criticizes us for being too inclusive, which made me want to check out Holy Family even more. And I found here exactly what those Yelp reviews described over and over again each week. I heard Monsignor's message and all the other priests' messages of welcome and acceptance. I heard a description of a completely loving God who accepts us as we are right now and invites us into relationship and communion with him. And then I encountered such openness and welcoming in our community. I mentioned to Mary Schmoller, our incredible director of volunteers, how great it would be if Holy Family had a parent ed program. And then she immediately went to work and made it happen with me as an integral part. I was just blown away by this immediate trust, this acceptance and embrace of me, this outsider, this newbie, by Mary and Cambria and all the amazing people here. And then I joined RCIA, and Dawn and Frank graciously welcomed me into their program. And I've met the most supportive, thoughtful, and spiritual people in that process, including my amazing sponsor, Allison. And all of this has happened in just the 2 short years that we've been parishioners. I come into church now, and I'm greeted by so many people who know me by name, and that is a wonderful feeling. I think that what we all want so much is to be known, to feel that love and acceptance from the people in our lives, from our communities, and from God. But there are so many people now who don't feel known, who don't feel accepted. Instead, they feel excluded and alone and hopeless. I recently attended one of the many wonderful programs here at Holy Family. It was a night of prayer with Father Tree about enkindling hope. We talked about the difference between hope and optimism. Optimism can be a little superficial. It can easily be dashed by life circumstances, while hope is such a deeper and more enduring concept. For me, hope is the idea that we're made by a spirit of love and beauty, and that we are wonderfully made and deeply loved, and that love will endure no matter what trials we may encounter in life. But the scary thing is that there is an increasing number of our young people who never feel that. They are trapped in patterns of trauma and isolation and despair, and they transmit their pain to themselves and to others. I wish that I could tell them how special they are, how beautifully and wonderfully made, how deeply loved they are. It's so incredibly sad that they don't know that, that they're not hearing that message. And the thing is, we are hearing that message every week here at Holy Family, and unfortunately, it's not as common of a message as it should be. It can be easy to romanticize the past and say, if only God were present in our society's institutions, like in the old days, then things wouldn't be like this. But the God of the past was often portrayed as a God of wrath, a God of rules that had to be strictly followed. This was the God that we bargained with, and he drove a hard bargain. It's the God that terrified my mother as a child, and it's the God that she rebelled from and has never returned to. We can easily take for granted the message of radical forgiveness and total acceptance that we hear from Monsignor and Father Dennis and all the other priests here. We can forget that most people never hear this message. They're constantly seeking and never finding that complete and total acceptance and belonging. We are so incredibly blessed to be part of a community that welcomes us, no matter who we are or where we are on our journey. That's why I'm here speaking today in support of Discipleship Sunday. Holy Family is a unique place, and we need to support it in any way that we can. And my great hope is that we won't remain so unique, that instead, this message of radical inclusion and total acceptance and love that we hear about each week will become the norm in every church, in every place in our public discourse and society. We can promote this lofty goal by supporting our Holy Family community with our time, our resources, and most importantly, our belonging. Thank you to all of you who have so graciously welcomed me into this incredible community of faith. I look forward to walking with you through this life, in faith, in hope, and in love. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie. That really touched my heart, and I'm sure it touched yours as well, that beautiful story of your discipleship and moving into belonging into this wonderful faith community. So you heard Stephanie's story, her experiences here, and the experiences of her family, but each one of you has your own story, your own set of experiences, your own set of reasons why you belong to Holy Family, why you're here on Sundays at Mass, why you get engaged and help in service to those in need, or to help deepen our faith and those of all of our parishioners, to reach out to one another, to be that community of faith. Our church, our faith teaches us that a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, with God, is very, very important. But equally importantly, perhaps even more importantly, is the notion that we also find God where our faith is enlivened and enriched through the community of faith, through the body of Christ. We're the body of Christ, not the hand of Christ, the finger of Christ, the toe of Christ, but the body of Christ. And when we come together, we're a mosaic of gifts, of talents that we generously share with this community to build this community up, not to build up the parish for the parish's sake, but to build up the kingdom of God in the here and now. And that's what each one of you are doing by being present at Mass today, by being engaged in your parish, by supporting it with your financial resources. You are helping to build up the kingdom of God, this radically welcoming and loving kingdom of God that includes all people. 2 weeks ago, if you were able to be here at Mass at Holy Family, you heard or you listened to and witnessed what it was like to have a day in the life of Holy Family. You saw something of the complexity and the depth and the richness of supporting and managing and making a parish like this come alive day in and day out, 365 days a year. It's not down just to one person or a group of people. It's down to each and every one of us to make this parish, to continue to make this parish the incredibly thriving, dynamic, and loving and welcoming place that it is. So my job here and now is to invite you to continue that support by pledging to Holy Family anew this year. And in the pew holders in front of you, there are some cards, some commitment cards, and perhaps if the ushers could come forward, we might have run out between Masses, so please raise your hand if you need a commitment card or a pencil, and they'll be happy to provide them with you, to you rather. So many of you are giving already and giving on a regular basis, and we're so grateful for that support. So I would ask you just to indicate your willingness to continue to give, whether you're giving using the Sunday offertory envelopes or in another way, and that is wonderful. I would also invite those of you who are giving on a regular basis to consider whether it's possible to extend the amount or to deepen the amount that you are able to support Holy Family with. Just like your households, we have increases in our fixed costs every year. We can't avoid paying for the utilities or giving our staff salaries, the increase in health benefits. So it impacts us just as it impacts your own households. If you are able to give a little bit more this year, that would be most gratefully welcomed and very, very well received. I'd also like you to consider whether or not you might be in a position to support Holy Family, I know perhaps for a whole day, $9,600 you heard on the video a couple of weeks ago. It costs about $9,600 to support Holy Family just for one day. If you're able to support Holy Family to that level for a year, that would be marvelous. I know that that's not within the means of many of us, but perhaps to consider supporting Holy Family for half a day, which would be $4,800 over a year, or even a quarter of a day, which would be $2,400. But whatever amount you can give, it makes a difference, and it's incredibly important to the gift and the life of this parish. So as you fill this out, if you've not given before, we definitely would love to get your name and address to make sure we have you in our database. But even if you have been giving on a regular basis, please fill out the card with all of your contact information so we can make sure that the information we have is updated and to make sure that we don't confuse you with another parishioner with a similar name. Many of you have been very generous with your gifts of time and talent, and it may be that you're very happy to continue on in the ministries that you're serving, but you might also be looking to try something different, to have a different experience at Holy Family in ministry. And so I would encourage you, if you'd like to hear from Mary Schmuller, or perhaps you've never volunteered here before in a formal way, or if you want to change what you're doing or look at something different, then please check that box, and Mary Schmuller, our wonderful Director of Volunteers, will be very happy to reach out to you and connect with you. And then when you've completed the card, I invite you to hang on to it, and then you'll be able to drop it in the offertory baskets when they come through in just a couple of minutes. One thing I did forget to mention is that we are really trying to encourage as many parishioners as possible to sign up to online giving. That's a wonderful way to make sure that Holy Family receives your generous gift of support on a regular basis, and it certainly helps us with budgeting and planning throughout the year. So if you haven't signed up for online giving, and that's something that you would be willing to consider, then you can also talk to Teresa Shaw in our offices if you'd like a hand in setting that up, or just go ahead and go online and you can set that up yourself. So thank you so much for all that you do for Holy Family. We are who we are because of each and every one of you. And you make up this wonderful mosaic of gifts and talents, and the life of Holy Family is because of each and every one of you. So thank you so much. Thank you for your generosity, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. It's always a challenging thing when Cambria comes every year. I did this for 26 years. Toughest Sunday of the year for me. I mean, you put yourself out there and you hope that people will respond. And I looked at the, by the way, I think Stephanie should give the homilies on Sunday. What do you think? I mean, that was a beautiful testimony to her faith. So I think, thank you, Stephanie. I know she's embarrassed, but it was a gift, and thank you very much. I looked at the chart, and I wondered how this chart relates to me. And honestly, for most of us, not all of us, but for most of us, we can afford 5%. I can afford 5%. So I don't know why she's got 3% there. It should be gone. There should be 10% over here and 5% or something. But anyway, so take a second look at that. I mean, this belongs to us. Now, there are things about Holy Family that need to improve. But Holy Family will improve when we improve. Holy Family will grow when we make it grow. So become a volunteer, get involved, gift yourself, gift some of your treasure, and Holy Family will grow and flourish in the power of the Holy Spirit and in the name of Jesus Christ. So thank you for the gift that you are. And I've been among you for 35 years now, so I know the gift that you are, and I know the generosity that you have exercised all through the years. So thank you very much.